What's up, everybody? Shout out to my onions, Sherry, Ann, Candy, Laura, Jessica. Thank you for listening to podcasts, the podcast yesterday, all the way till the end. For those who got caught up in the confusion last night on Facebook, I did this post that I eventually ended up deleting because it confused so many people, but I just made a post that said only four of my friends like onions, and then everybody on my Facebook started chiming. It's like, I like onions, I like bloomin' onions, I like onion soup. I'm like, oh boy, I better just delete this stupid post because only four people get it anyway at the time. Yesterday, the deal is, yesterday, the long podcast I did, which was almost 40 minutes, as I got to the end of it, I looked at the time on my little clock here, and I'm like, who the hell is going to listen to me ramble for 36 minutes about Las Vegas? So I kind of did a test, and I said, hey, listen, if anybody listened this far in the podcast, A, I'm flattered, but B, post on somewhere on my social media, either my Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, just post that you love onions. And the first person who does, I'll see if I can hook you up with something cool at the concert this weekend. Thinking no one would actually do it. Sure enough, like within an hour, I got my first few of them. Sherry was the first one, then Anne, a few hours later Candy, a few hours later Laura, then Jessica, like, and then after that even more. But I have to cut this onion club down to five. So I've resolved that every podcast I do from here on out, I'm going to give a shout out to the onions. And those are Sherry, Anne, Candy, Laura, and Jessica. So thank you guys for being the first five people to actually listen to me ramble that long. I was blown away. And then there were a bunch after those five, by the way. So thanks. So I'm going to keep doing the podcast. I'm thinking like once or twice a week, I think. You know, I don't have a lot of stories about Las Vegas like I did yesterday, man. That was like a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But I don't know if I'm going to like schedule these at a normal time or whatever, but I'll pop in from time to time and do these. So I like them. Today I'm going to do one about QYK Neon t-shirts for a couple of reasons. Concert season's just getting started over at the amphitheater. But we also have our concert this weekend over at Coachman Park that over the years has been called a million things. Fun and Sun, Fun and Country. Now it's called the Beta Beach Music Festival because it's a whole big thing now. There's going to be a lot of art there. It's actually the Beta Beach Music and Arts Festival. I haven't seen much of the artwork yet because this is the first year they're pretty much doing it. So kind of looking forward to seeing that tomorrow in Clearwater. But, you know, of course, when concert day rolls around, concert season rolls around, we get a million concert questions about the QYK neon t-shirt thing we do. And some people make it far more difficult than they need to. It's really not that big of a difficult thing to kind of grasp, but I always get the same questions every time about QYK neon t-shirts. So I've done web pages, I've done social media posts, but whatever happens is always the same few questions. So I figure, you know, I'm going to do a podcast, explain how the whole thing works, give you my tips on what to do and what not to do, because, I see the same people making the same mistakes every time we do the neon t-shirt thing. So kind of want to give you the rundown. If you're not familiar with the QYK neon t-shirts, this started long before I was ever with QYK. What they do is they've got this awful bright yellow green color t-shirt made. They've been sponsored by different advertisers over the years. Currently it's the Coast to Coast Credit Union out of Tampa. It's a obnoxious color, and if you've ever been to a country concert in Tampa, I guarantee you've seen plenty of these things because you can't miss them. When we were at Raymond James Stadium on the Kenny Chesney show last weekend, I was on the other side of the stadium, and I took a picture of these two people at the top of section 332 and tweeted out the picture, how, you know, because you can see them from across the stadium, these QYK neon t-shirts. And they're that way for a reason. Number one, we're in competition with other radio stations in town, to be quite honest, and we like to show how this is our town. Specifically, as you probably know, we have one other country radio station in this town that we compete against, and we consider ourselves the local radio station. Their radio station, they use disc jockeys from other states. We actually live here. We're actually a Tampa radio station. We live where our listeners live. We go to Lightning games. We shop at Publix. We love pub subs. You know, we're locals, and we like to emphasize that at concerts. Granted, that other radio station will show up at concerts, but it's usually a bunch of street team kids, you know, who probably don't even listen to the radio station they work for. So The QYK neon t-shirt thing is fun because it does a bunch of things. Number one, it shows that you love your QYK and we get to show love back to you. But a lot of times on the day of a show, everything finally gets nailed down in terms of what's going to happen with a meet and greets. Almost every artist will do a meet and greet right after their sound check and a few hours before their performance. And the sound checks, I think people have this, first of all, like grand idea of what it's like to go backstage. It's pretty simple. I mean, unless you're working the show, you don't get to hang out backstage all day and just, you know, smoke a cigarette with the artist and throw back a few beers or whatever. It's you know, it's a cattle call thing where, you know, usually 20 or 30 fans stand in line to get a selfie with the artist and then they go on their merry way and you get about a 10 second interaction. And I mean, that's pretty much it, because most people are so damn nervous when they meet their favorite artist that they don't have much to say anyway. But the meet and greets are fun, you know, if you've never had a chance to meet your favorite artist. And the thing is, sometimes the meet and greets don't happen. Sometimes they do. Sometimes 10 people are invited. Sometimes 50 people are invited. And a lot of times that's not even ironed out until the day of the show in terms of how many passes we're going to get, because it's not just QYK contest winners who go backstage. A lot of the fan clubs will have access to these meet and greet passes. So that's another tip I have, by the way. You know, certainly rely on us with the QYK neon t-shirts, but we're not the only way to get meet and greets. Fan clubs are a big way to, you know, get a meet and greet invitation, you know, to meet your artist backstage. And most people, fan clubs are such a 70s and 80s thing. People don't realize they actually still exist, but they do. Another quick tip that has nothing to do with neon t-shirts, find out who's sponsoring the concert. Almost every concert tour now has a big sponsor. Maybe it's Pepsi, maybe it's Coke, maybe it's T-Mobile or whatever. See if you can find out who the sponsor is and just reach out to their local branches. Like, if you know, call the local T-Mobile store if it's a T-Mobile tour and see if there's anything they're doing, because, you know, a lot of times it may not even be that well publicized. But, you know, if you're a client, if you're a customer of theirs, if you're a T-Mobile customer and T-Mobile is sponsoring the concert you want to go see, you never know, it's worth the phone call. So there are a bunch of different ways to get meet and greets, but in terms of QYK, the way we do them, we very rarely give them out on the radio. We do from time to time, but since meet and greets are such a last minute thing a lot of times in terms of how many we're going to get and so forth, we really don't do a lot of on-air contesting for meet and greets. We'll do them for tickets, but meet and greets are pretty much a day of the show kind of thing with the neon t-shirts. So the way it works is simple. You know, a lot of times right around the sound check time, one of our, you know, big shots at the radio station, either Cadillac or one of the program directors or something, will get a stack of meet and greets from the artist's managers. And that's when we start soon after going out looking for QYK neon t-shirts. Big mistake that I see a lot of people make is they just hang around the QYK tent. And if you've ever watched the videos that I've done on QYK neon t-shirts, you know that I never, ever go looking near their QYK tent. I have if I haven't found any neon t-shirts elsewhere. But to me, it's like it's too boring just to pick someone who's already, you know, hanging out of the tent. I like to surprise people. I like to walk up from behind them, tap them on the shoulder, freak them out, that kind of thing. That's more fun for me. So go where the most people are. You know, if it's the amphitheater and there's a line gathered for the gates to open, I've done them there. If there's a big tailgate and I hear QYK playing and it's loud and obnoxious and there's like 50 people playing but tailgating games, I'll definitely head in that direction. I'd like to go where the most people are and surprise people. That's where I tell people to go. That's for meet and greets. Now, the other thing that we also do with the neon t-shirts is, you know, they move your seat down front. Like, so if you're in the back of the lawn and we have some extra down front seats, and that's something that also usually happens on the day of the show. Like, you know, the artist may have 20 seats set aside for family and friends, and maybe only four of them showed up. So all of a sudden, now we've got 16 extra seats in the first few rows. Same thing. We go out looking for QYK neon t-shirts because there's definitely no time to take a caller nine kind of contest on the day of a show, especially when the show is already going. So a lot of times those upgrades will happen during the opening acts. You know, and I've actually done upgrades even while the headlining act is on. So my big suggestion with neon t-shirts, that the big rookie mistake that almost everyone makes, is they wear a QYK neon t-shirt over something else. And as soon as they think the contest is over, they take the shirt off and they put it back in their car or whatever, or they put it around their waist. those people, I almost never make a winner of the QYK neon t-shirt thing. I like people who are going to wear that shirt from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. You know, keep it on is my point. Let's see. Meet and greets are also fluid. Some artists do them, some don't. So, you know, don't make your QY. If you make a homemade QYK neon t-shirt, which you totally can, don't make it specific to one show. This happens quite often. Keep it for future uses and stuff. I love the QYK homemade neon t-shirts, by the way. Y'all have gotten so freaking creative with them over the years. I mean, there was one that I put a picture up on my Instagram of at the Keddie show, which I thought was fantastic. This woman took the letter Y in QYK, and she made that her neckline on her shirt, to which I said, it's a good thing that we're not WQVK. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have been let into the building. No, dude, it's like, I love the homemade neon t-shirts. I like them for two reasons. Number one, it shows me you really want to win and you're there for a purpose and you're wearing it for a purpose. You know, sometimes people just wear those QYK neon t-shirts because they just happen to win one, because sometimes on the day of the show, they'll give them away at the booth. I look for them equally, but yeah, homemade neon t-shirts, they work. And you can see the pictures, they work, because you'll see a bunch of artists on our website posing for pictures with people with homemade QYK neon t-shirts. All right, let's see, what else? Watch the social media of the disc jockeys on QYK on the day of a show. I'm not all, people always, because I'm the one that tweets about it, I'm the social media guy at the radio station. All the other disc jockeys, they do it from time to time, but, you know, they don't really interact a lot on social media. Watch the disc jockeys, though, to post either on the QYK social media or their own to see who's actually doing the spotting that day, because it's not always me. People always kind of assume it's going to be me because I post about it the most, but I'm not always the one doing the spotting for neon t-shirts. It's usually one of the disc jockeys. Sometimes it's a street teamer, but it might be Mark and Veronica, might be June, might be Cadillac, might be me. Kind of the rule of thumb is if it's one of the big artists like Kenny Chesney, something like that, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be Mark and Veronica. The morning show gets priority on that kind of stuff. So, also, be a fan of the opening acts. And if you are, somehow, like, you know, make that visible to us. You know, not on your shirt necessarily, but maybe make a sign. Like, say you're open there for one of the opening acts. Because here's the thing. With the meet and greets, a lot of times, let's just say there's three acts on the show and the headliner is the big name. That headliner may give us 10 meet and greets, but the opening acts may give us 30 or 40. And if you're a fan of one of the opening acts, we may have a better chance for you to win them. You got to remember, these opening acts are going on tour to get their name out there. You know, it's like they want to get their music out in front of you. They want to have, you know, expose their name to you. So, you know, you hopefully become a fan of theirs. I can't tell you how many bands I've become a fan of because I saw them open for some other band that I like. I always use the reference, like, one of my first bands I got crazy about was Green Day. And via Green Day, I saw Blink 182 open for them, and I became a big Blink 182 fan before they were all that famous. And then the same thing with, like, Sum 41. I saw Sum 41 open for Blink 182, and then I became a big Sum 41 fan. And then I saw a band called The Starting Line open for Sum 41, and I became a big fan of The Starting Line. So, you know, all these, like, pop rock punk bands that I liked in the 90s, you know, I kind of got into them because I kept seeing them as opening acts for another band. So become a fan of the opening act is my point, too, because number one, if you follow them on social media, they also might have meet and greets. So there's all these little tips and tricks. But also, if you're a fan of one of the opening acts, like I said, make a sign of some sort or let us know that you're a fan of one of them so we can better your chances of meeting them, because often we'll get more meet and greets for those than they do the headliners. Okay, we talked about not taking your shirt off during the show. Keep it on. Don't wear anything under it. Homemade ones are fine. We talked about that. Oh, watch the QYK events page. This people miss all the time. Sometimes on the day of the show, we'll bring some neon t-shirts to give away. But, you know, usually have to do something outlandish to win them. Like, you know, win some kind of wheel spinning contest that's nearly impossible to win because, you know, they've got 5,000 people playing and they don't have 5,000 shirts. So, you know, they can only have a few winners. But the events page will tell you where they're giving away QYK neon t-shirts specifically. Since Coast to Coast Credit Union is a sponsor right now of those shirts, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be at the branch in Tampa that they're giving those away. They usually do it a few days before a concert. So watch the events page to see where they're doing neon t-shirt giveaways, because then you don't have to win them. You just show up and you get one. So, and they also usually give away concert tickets at those too. When you get to the show, divide into pairs. Let's say you go with like six people and you know, you all get your neon t-shirts on. Divide into pairs and go to three different locations. That way, if you don't happen to be at the right place at the right time, you know, your other two groups might. And you can text each other and tell your other friends to get over there. The other thing is too, is like, you know, we try to spread the passes out. So, you know, we don't just give it to one big group of people. We want to make as many people happy as we can. So, you know, if I saw six people wearing a neon t-shirt and I've got eight passes, you know, I don't want to like just give them all to, you know, one group of people. I want to make as many people happy as I can. So split up into pairs, I always suggest too. And, you know, scatter. Some of you go to the tailgates. Some of you go to the, maybe the entrance where the gates are opening and, you know, that kind of thing. Last but not least, on the day of a show, I get all these angry people direct messaging me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and so forth. At the day of a show, I don't have time to check my private messages. I don't even have time to check stuff I'm tagged in. It's like I'm doing a radio show. Sometimes I'm doing neon t-shirt spotting. I'm often meeting a lot of people at the QIK booth saying hello, taking pictures and stuff like that. The last thing I really have time to do is check direct messages. Like, you know, and people will like be direct messaging me. It's like, hey, I'm over in lot C. Come see us. We've got some, you know, they take a picture and then they get all angry with me because I didn't come see them. It's like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. You just got to be at the right place in the right time. And by the way, just tag me on a post. Don't direct message me. I check my direct messages like once every 6 months because I get so much spam, as you can imagine, from record companies and, you know, people trying to plug their events, that your message is going to get lost if you do it that way. So you can send me a direct message either on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, but chances are I'm going to see it like 3 or 4 months later. So, but if you post it on my page, the spammers don't do that because they know I'll delete it. So, but if you post like a message on my page, I'll see it much faster that way. All right, man, this is getting long again, isn't it? I planned for this one to be like 2 minutes at the most. And here I am looking now, it's minute 17. So I'm going to wrap it up. So that's the QIK neon t-shirt thing. If you're coming to the concert this weekend, we're going to probably have a lot of opportunities to win meet and greets because this is our show. You know, when it's a normal country show like at the amphitheater, it's not necessarily a QIK show. We're part of it, but, you know, we share that with other radio stations and other promoters and so forth. But this one this weekend in Clearwater, the Coachman Park shows, these are specifically ours, just kind of like the Strawberry Festival. We're the only kind of game in town for this one. So we should be able to hook quite a few people up who are wearing QIK neon t-shirts. So wear yours. Gates open right around 2 o'clock, and first acts go on around 3. So usually earlier in the day is the better time to score a QIK neon t-shirt upgrade or, you know, meet and greet pass. So if you wait to get there till like right before the headliner, chances are all the meet and greets have already happened. So get there early. Enjoy the opening acts because you never know who is going to blow up and become huge. The example I always use is Brett Eldridge. I remember he played, we used to have a little trailer in the very back of Coachman Park for some of the new artists to play. And I remember when Brett Eldridge played in 2012 or 2000, yeah, I think it's 2012. There were like 50 people watching. 50 watching Brett Eldridge because he only had one song on the radio at the time and he was still pretty new. But now, every year, people request Brett Eldridge as one of our headliners. And, you know, he's almost too big to play that concert now. You know, it's like the guy's filling the amphitheater. So, yeah, get there for the opening acts. You never know who's going to blow up. We had Chris Jansen open just like 5 or 6 years ago. We had, I know John Party opened up 5 or 6 years ago. And now all these guys are, you know, major acts and filling amphitheaters. So, yeah, get there for the opening acts. A lot of times the opening acts we'll take pictures with everybody and sign autographs anyway, even if you don't have a neon t-shirt on, because, you know, they're there to promote their music and get their name out there, and they need you to post pictures of them on social media so they can help spread, you know, word about their music and their tour. So the opening acts usually go above and beyond to try to meet everybody. So, yeah, have a good time this weekend. Coachman Park, if you haven't grabbed your tickets yet, I'm recording this on Friday. They extended that pre-sale price of $10 till, I think, tonight. I'm guessing midnight, but I know as of today, you can still get the $10 tickets, which is insane. 2018, to get a concert for $10 just doesn't happen anymore. Ask anybody who went to Kenny Chesney. $10 won't buy you a beer at Kenny Chesney. So Yeah, grab those $10 tickets today. They will be on sale at the gate tomorrow, but they'll be $20. If you want to go the VIP route, I would suggest it. It's that way you get an assigned, you know, you get a seat, you get access to air conditioned bathrooms, and it's, you know, it's worth the money. And then it becomes like a normal price ticket. I think it's around $30 or $40. I don't know, but anyway, it's going to be a good time. I'll see you guys at Coachman Park this weekend. Definitely going to be there all day Sunday, but I'll probably pop by Saturday for at least a couple hours too to check out Parachute and Low Cash. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks to my onions, Sherry Ann, Candy, Laura, Jessica. You guys rock. Thanks for listening yesterday, and I'll talk to you guys this weekend.